Hello, I hope you all enjoyed your half term. Welcome to the Never Judging Book by Its Cover podcast. My name is Ruth and I started this podcast because I love books. This podcast is for bookworms of all ages, particularly primary school children such as myself. In this episode, I have chosen to review and talk about Five Have Plenty of Fun from the Famous Five Collection by Enid Blyton. I chose this book because Enid Blyton is a renowned author and The Famous Five is an amazing series. This book is one of the 21 books in The Famous Five series. They all include George, Dick, Julian, Anne and Timmy. They always seem to be on some sort of exciting, nail-biting, mysterious adventure, which are always so much fun to read. Let me introduce the main characters. Firstly, George is a tomboy. Her actual name is Georgina, but she goes by the name George. She has a fiery temper and is a proud owner of Timmy the dog. Secondly, Timmy, the Famous Five's beloved four-legged protector. Timmy the dog somehow always saves the day. Then, George's cousins, Anne, Julian and Dick. Anne attends the same boarding school as George. However, they are different as chalk and cheese. Anne loves girly things and prefers to avoid an adventure. Instead, she loves simple everyday activities such as going for a walk. Julian and Dick are Anne's brothers, whom George loves wholeheartedly but often gets jealous of them because they are boys and they get to do the type of activities George enjoys, such as mountain climbing. Uncle Quentin is George's dad and a famous mad scientist. And lastly, there is Berta, an American girl who was at the centre of this book and a devious kidnap plot. Now, let's sum up the book. During the summer, the Famous Five become the Famous Six when Berta comes to visit. Some menacing men plan to kidnap Berta to find some information about her dad's scientific secrets. When her dad finds out, he contacts Uncle Quentin, whom he is working on a science project with. Berta's father threatens to reveal all their secrets about science if Uncle Quentin and his family do not protect Berta. He has some crazy ideas about keeping Berta safe, including pretending she is a boy and changing her name. This is all smooth sailing until the kidnappers mistake George for Berta. Let's read the book. A few questions. Did you like the book? Yes, I loved the book because it came from a different angle. You would think that because Berta was cleverly disguised, everything would go well. But of course, the complete opposite happened, and George is kidnapped instead. What were your favourite parts? My favourite part was all the work they put into disguising Berta, because it was funny, and you could really empathise with Berta. What do you think the author could have done better? Berta was hidden at times to prevent the kidnappers from finding her. I think the author could have included more information about these periods so we could understand what Berta was going through and how she felt. What does this book mean to you? To me, it reminded me of the importance of being kind. George didn't tell the kidnappers that she was Berta. That was quite kind of her and brave. I love reading this book and it was quite interesting and mysterious at the same time. Bye! Oh, and remember to never judge a book by its cover.